Chapter 28. "Step aside," Nora hollered, moving through the growing crowd. The workers scattered. Nora took control, making a show of checking the cable tensions and alignments.
"Heave!"
one of the NASA men yelled. The men tightened their winches, and the cables ascended another 6 inches out of the hole. As the cables continued to move upward, Rachel felt the crowd inching forward in anticipation. Corky and Tolan were nearby, looking like kids at Christmas. On the far side of the hole, the hulking frame of NASA Administrator Lawrence Ekstrom arrived, taking a position to watch the extraction.
"Hasps!" one of the NASA men yelled. "Leaders are showing!"
The steel cables rising through the boreholes changed from silver braid to yellow leader chains.
6 more feet! Keep it steady!"
The group around the scaffolding fell into a rapt silence, like onlookers at a séance awaiting the appearance of some divine specter, everyone straining for the first glimpse. Then Rachel saw it. Emerging from the thinning layer of ice, the hazy form of the meteorite began to show itself. The shadow was oblong and dark, blurry at first, but getting clearer every moment as it melted its way upward.
"Tighter!"
a technician yelled. The men tightened the winches, and the scaffolding creaked.
5 more feet! Keep the tension even!"
Rachel could now see the ice above the stone beginning to bulge upward like a pregnant beast about to give birth. Atop the hump, surrounding the laser's point of entry, a small circle of surface ice began to give way, melting, dissolving into a widening hole.
"Cervix is dilated!" someone shouted. 900 centimeters!
A tense laughter broke the silence.
"Okay, kill the laser!"
Someone threw a switch and the beam disappeared. And then it happened. Like the fiery arrival of some Paleolithic god, the huge rock broke the surface with a hiss of steam. Through the swirling fog, the hulking shape rose out of the ice. The men manning the winches strained harder until finally the entire stone broke free of the frozen restraints and swung, hot and dripping, over an open shaft of simmering water. Rachel felt mesmerized. Dangling there on its cables, dripping wet, the meteorite's rugged surface glistened in the fluorescent lights, charred and rippled with the appearance of an enormous, petrified prune. The rock was smooth and rounded on one end, this section apparently blasted away by friction as it streaked through the atmosphere. Looking at the charred fusion crust, Rachel could almost see the meteor rocketing earthward in a furious ball of flames. Incredibly, that was centuries ago. Now the captured beast hung there on its cables, water dripping from its body. The hunt was over. Not until this moment had the drama of this event truly struck Rachel. The object hanging before her was from another world, millions of miles away. And trapped within it was evidence, no, proof, that man was not alone in the universe. The euphoria of the moment seemed to grip everyone at the same instant, and the crowd broke into spontaneous hoots and applause. Even the administrator seemed caught up in it. He clapped his men and women on the back, congratulating them. Looking on, Rachel felt a sudden joy for NASA. They'd had some tough luck in the past. Finally, things were changing. They deserved this moment. The gaping hole in the ice now looked like a small swimming pool in the middle of the hemisphere. The surface of the 200-foot-deep pool of melted water sloshed for a while against the icy walls of the shaft and then finally grew calm. The waterline in the shaft was a good 4 feet beneath the glacier's surface. The discrepancy caused by both the removal of the meteorite's mass and ice's property of shrinking as it melts. Nora Manger immediately set up Shaba pylons all around the hole. Although the hole was clearly visible, any curious soul who ventured too close and accidentally slipped in would be in dire jeopardy. The walls of the shaft were solid ice, with no footholds, and climbing out unassisted would be impossible. Lawrence Ekstrom came padding across the ice toward them. He moved directly to Nora Manger and shook her hand firmly.
Well done, Dr. Manger.
I'll expect lots of praise in print, Nora replied.
You'll get it.
The administrator turned now to Rachel. He looked happier, relieved.
So, Miss Sexton, is the professional skeptic convinced?
Rachel couldn't help but smile. Stunned is more like it.
Good. Then follow me.